Laying the facts bare, the naked scientists.
At the beginning of the show, we've heard from Jeff about how genetic mutations mean that people can walk on hot coals and they don't whimper even. Well, we're going to stick with throwing things on fires. Thankfully, it's not Dr. Phil here. It's just some sausages, because last month, Derek braved the January winds to have a barbecue with, guess who? Yep, had to be someone from Australia. Here's how he got on.
Now then, for many of you, barbecues and winter probably don't go together too well, but do remember that at this time of year, it's not winter for everybody. Indeed, those on the other side of the world are happily having barbecues and enjoying them very much. And so this week, we've come down to answer some barbecue-relevant science questions, and a particular question, actually, with Hugh Hunt, no less, who's a man who's been helping us out on the kitchen science here on The Naked Scientists. And he's kindly cooked up a barbecue in his garden on this rather cold day, but we don't care because this is the residence of an Australian, so... It is really summer, isn't it, Hugh? So how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Yes, it's mid-January and the barbie's going, and it's I suppose I have to pretend that it's hot and sunny like it would be in mid-January.
Indeed, I'm sure you're missing it. So anyway, what's the question that we're looking at here? What are we looking at?
Well, there's a load of sausages on the barbie here, and some of them have started to split, as they do, and they've split from end to end, long ways, rather than around their circumference.
Yeah, okay, so we're looking at... We've got a whole load of sausages here, which I think we're going to feast on in a bit when this is all done, but if I can just avoid the smoke, which is getting in my eyes. Basically, we've got some sausages, and they do indeed have splits along the kind of skin that's on them, and the splits run from one tip of the sausage down to the other tip, and they don't go, as it were, round, you know, kind of circumferentially, you might say, scientifically. So why is that then, Hugh?
Well, you can think of a sausage skin as being a pressure vessel. It's actually holding in all the contents, which are expanding with the heat. And when the skin suddenly bursts, it's going to burst in the direction where the stress is highest. Now, the stress is really the amount of tension there is in the skin. And it turns out that for a pressure vessel, the stress going around circumferentially is twice as high as the stress going lengthwise. So that means that it tends to rip along the length because the circumferential stress is twice as high as the longitudinal stress. Now, the same thing happens when you put a can of beer or a can of Coke or something in the freezer, if you want to cool it down quickly, but you leave it in a bit long, and it can burst. It will also burst along its length. And you can try that one. It's really quite a neat experiment to do.
Although a waste of beer, I would
say.
Well,
actually, what we Australians do when we're doing that experiment is drink the beer first and then fill the can up with water.
Ah, that's very good. Very resourceful. Okay, very good. And do we see this anywhere else?
Oh, well, look, in an engineering context, if you have gas pipelines going, you know, for thousands of miles across Alaska or whatever, one thing you've got to be really careful about is that you don't get a burst pipe. If it starts to burst, the burst will go right the way along the pipe for hundreds of miles, and they say that the pipe unzips, and an unzipping pipe can be absolutely catastrophic, releasing gas over a very, very large area.
Okay, well, there you go. If you've ever wondered what sausages and oil pipelines have in common, now you know. And, of course, the best way to prevent your sausages splitting is...
Well, if you poke a fork in before you put the sausages on the barbie, then that relieves the pressure. But the sausage connoisseurs will tell you that that gets all the lovely juices to drip out onto the coals and wastes them. So actually, you want to try and get the best compromise. You want to cook your sausage at a nice, gentle rate so it doesn't burst and all the juices are retained inside.
All right, well, there you go.
Is this a cookery program or is this a science program?
Well, for us, I think cookery is science, so there you go. All right, well, thank you very much to Hugh Hunt, and, well, there you go, Hugh, let's eat.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Derek Thorne and Hugh Hunt for finding out about the science of sausages in the middle of January. Now, next week, we're going to be having a look at radiation.